VWA, mobile.
Game 4 VWA, W4DJW. Good afternoon.
McMahon, greetings from Greasley.
Where are you?
Greasley.
I've never heard of that. Is that somewhere near Easley?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm at 153 on 123, right where you go around that loop to get into town. Except I'm headed on 123 back around 153 to go back south.
Well, I'm compiling videos of this morning. I got some pictures of you landing, doing touch and goes I didn't even know I got. But I see them now. In fact, I'm using them to line up the picture in a picture so that you, when your airplane goes past in the picture, it's also going past in the picture. And when it enters at the same time, it leaves at the same time. That makes sure I get them both lined up, their timelines. Anyway, I got several. It's kind of far away, but it's still your airplane flying, doing touch and goes.
Well, I hope you caught at least one good landing in there.
It was good, but it needs to be when I'm following you. I need to be up in the air with the goggles on behind you, and not far behind you, like 15 or 20 feet behind you. And that way you can see you can see the control surfaces moving as you're flying it that way.
Wow, now that would be cool. All right, well, listen, I just found out I'm tied up in the morning, so let's just be vigilant and hopeful that it's going to be nice tomorrow afternoon. Who knows what it's going to be, but I'm tied up until about 12 or 1, so I'm hoping that this wind is going to come in and blow substantially until about 1 o'clock, and then it's going to go away.
But what it's been doing every day up until today is 71 degrees out there today. Do you realize that? So hopefully it'll do the same thing tomorrow. Today says a high of 68, and it got to 71. Tomorrow says a high of 67, and it's partly cloudy. So, what does it say? Winds tomorrow at 12 a.m. are 6 miles an hour. At 9 a.m. they're 4 miles per hour. At 1 p.m. they're 5 miles an hour. At 7 p.m. they're 5 miles an hour. So hopefully the wind won't be too bad. It'll be sunny and partly cloudy, but and about 2 or 3 degrees cooler than today.
The temperature was just really nice out there, but it could drop another 10 degrees and I'd still be comfortable. Hey, 5 mile an hour sounds just fine, because that's certainly not what we had when we left out there, is it?
No, and you need to have a little bit of wind to know which way to take off. Otherwise, everybody takes off in different directions.
I tell you what, that sure was nice out there. We just had it all to ourselves.
Yeah, that's some good flying time. That's good confidence builder. That's what I used to do at WCRC all the time. I'd go out there and fly by myself for 3 or 4 hours straight, and I do that day after day after day. That builds your confidence up. Because you don't have anybody to worry about, right? Nobody to worry about for any reason. You can just fly.
Tell you what, after you go back to work after next week, that's probably what's going to happen. I'm not going to have anybody to really fly with. Because you work in the evenings, don't you?
Yeah, I work California time. So my start work is about 11. That's when everybody starts getting there. 10, 9, 8, yeah. Between 11 and noon, our time, is when people start showing up over there. But I've got, a large portion of my work done. So by their time, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, their time, I'm getting ready to boogie, to leave, especially here recently. Not so much in the past, but recently, I haven't been hanging around too late. Go ahead, Jerry.
It's a nice flying time today. It sure was gorgeous outside. I cooked a couple of steaks after lunch.
It was beautiful out there. Around noon, the wind started kicking up, and we packed up and came home. Mike came out there, the guy that was on the radio with us before we started flying. He came out and saw the sight. Good to meet him.
I'm glad y'all both had a good time. Y'all both fly a pig swing today.
National Troopers Association. Police Benevolent Society. And the fastest way to knock them down is say, what percentage? Well, it's such and such and such. What percentage? This guy came back at 12%. I said, you're not even close. Bye.
You double with Jerry there for a little bit, and Jerry won. Go again. You hear me, Steve?
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
I double with you, Steve. You go ahead. I double with the first part of it. I want to hear what you had to say. I'm sorry.
Fine. Hey, it's no problem. Now, what I said was that call was National Troopers Association, one of the police benevolent societies. And the fastest way to get rid of those guys, what's the percentage? Well, it's just money goes to what's the percentage. But it's such a good thing, and what's the percentage? 12%. Bye.
Well, that's a good way to do that. I've given to that a bunch of the times. Recently, I've stopped doing that. But in the past, I was a sucker for that every time.
I like you. You guys had a great time. I'm glad. Hopefully tomorrow will be nice, too, if you can get out some tomorrow afternoon. I got to head over to Harwell about, I think I'll leave here about 3:30 and go by empty some stuff out the dump and head on to Harwell this afternoon for a little bit and head back. But I tell you what, it was real. I mean, I had on my T-shirt after lunch when I was cooking the steaks. So it was really, it got a little windy, though, about 12:30-ish, maybe something like that here. Just enough to make it aggravating. So you said you guys were finished up by about noon today.
Yeah, by 12:30, we were packing up and heading out. That was we were done by then, but we got a lot of good flying in by then. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, it was great this morning. I tell you what, I don't know if Dave told you, but my first flight was yesterday after about 25 or 30 years, and I managed to fight the wind and get it up and get it down without damage. And, I mean, I was having to stay on it like, oh, my gosh, be on it. But today, it was so nice, and it was just, oh, just a nice flight. It was smooth. And I'm just hoping we can get some more of that without some rain, Dave.
Yeah, between now and Friday, we ought to be able to. That was enjoyable. Well, I'm going to go back to compiling video. I got some work to do to put these pictures in the pictures and get everything lined up so that I can tell what's going on with the multirotor at what point in time. Anyway, I enjoyed it. Had a good time. You guys carry on. W4DJW.
Well, just keep something in mind, Dave. I'd love to see those whenever we get a chance. So if you can, put them on a thumb drive, and I'll bring one of my laptops with me. I'll throw it in one of my laptops. I'd love to see it. So anyhow, have a good afternoon. Carry on. Jerry, that's just a picture I'm going to have to erase out of my brain. You out in a T-shirt cooking.
And pants on, too.
Make that suggestion. Oh!
Here's a T-shirt. It wasn't a wife beater. But it got kind of warm. I don't have any trees in the backyard, just on the side there. So, and the house is two stories in the back. It's two stories up in the back. So it reflects a lot of heat with the sun. So it gets kind of warm in the backyard in the springtime. And in the summer, it's just unbearable until it goes down a little bit, until about 12 or 1 o'clock, and then it's, you know, it comes over the yard, and that's when it starts getting kind of toasty out there. But we got our last tree down out of the yard late last year, I guess. So we don't have any trees in the backyard. My wife told me, said, well, you can put a gazebo out there, and then we got an old dog pad. Where we had a dog pen, I said, you can put your necks on, that can be your drone, that can be your drone platform.
Hey, 4BWA, yeah, who was that? It was Walt up in Edmond. He says they're moving to a new house, and, you know, you talk about the trees in your backyard. He says, oh, he's just thrilled to death because he's moving to a new house. It's got what he called lots of antenna supports in the backyard.
conversation this morning when he was talking about it. That's funny. Glad they got him a house. He told like they got him. It was somebody in the family, and they just got a whale of a deal on it. And they said it's cheaper than what they were paying the rent. It's just a good location, from what I understand, too, radio-wise. Well, I'll let you get over, Steve. I'm going to leave here at about 3:30, as I said. I've got to get out of the garbage and dump into some stuff up down there and head on over to Georgia for a little while this afternoon. But glad to see you guys there. Now, when it warms up and when I'm able to get out again, now I'm going to be able to, might have to meet you guys up there one afternoon. You know, the time changes back in March, daylight savings time, I think, somewhere around the latter part of March, I think. Or I may be wrong, but seems like it's sometime in there. But regardless, anyway, I'll talk to you a little bit later. You have a good afternoon. Good hearing from both of you today. M4DJC, clear up to you.
What I was going to tell you there, you need to come on out and maybe get inspired. So, anyhow, we've been having a good time out there. So, maybe we'll look forward to that. Let's see, what I was going to tell you. Well, anyhow, I leaned my head over and it all drained out. So, I will talk to you again soon. KN4VWA, clear.